Good morning. I'm Janice Bowers, a Christ Servant Minister here at West Grove United Methodist Church. As you heard, Pastor Monica is on a well-deserved vacation, and I have the privilege of getting to speak with you this morning. You've been listening to some of the highlights and songs from VBS this week on the Rolling River Rampage. I participated in this fun adventure this week in the Bible Story Station. We found adventure, acceptance, joy, rest, and peace on the river as we heard stories that started in the beginning of Jesus' ministry with the calling of the first disciples and ended with his great commission to the disciples and his final ascent into heaven. In one way or another, all of our lessons tied into today's sermon, Do Justifying Grace. We began our series of sermons this month with an overview of John and Charles Wesley and the beginnings of the Methodist Church. Last week, Pastor Monica explored prevenient grace with us, the first of three kinds of graces of the United Methodist theology. John Wesley describes grace as the house God builds us, and he says prevenient grace is the front porch of that house. We all stand on that porch, and everyone has to choose whether they go through the door or not. At VBS, the children heard about the calling of the first disciples. I held up my cell phone, and I asked for some of the things that we could use our phones for. The answers alone could have filled up the memory on my phone. I then asked, what do we do when we call someone and they do not answer? When I was their age, this was really easy. We just hung up. But even from those who were only 5 years old, I received a long list of options that are now available to us today. The purpose of this exercise was to let the children know Jesus has left a message for us in the Bible. He is calling us to be disciples too. With prevenient grace, the answer to this call is a yes or a no. God extends the invitation. We just need to respond. The children saw prevenient grace in Peter and Andrew and James and John, who were doing their work as fishermen when Jesus called them to follow him. They had the choice to continue going about their work or to drop everything and follow Jesus. They immediately chose to change their everyday lives and follow him. Prevenient grace in action. Today, we're rolling into the topic of the second kind of grace, justifying grace. Going back to the analogy of the house, Wesley considers justifying grace as the threshold we walk over to enter into the house of God's salvation. The best example of justifying grace for the children this week was in the story of Zacchaeus. The children learned that Zacchaeus was a little man with a big problem, sin. Zacchaeus was one of the most hated men in Jericho. He was the chief tax collector, and he had become very rich by collecting more than what people owed, and he kept the excess money for himself. However, it was God's grace that motivated Zacchaeus to climb a sycamore tree in order to be tall enough to see Jesus as he entered the city among the throngs of people. When Jesus looked up in the tree and said, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today, we were able to see Zacchaeus choosing to accept justifying grace. He crossed the threshold and entered his home with Jesus. Because Zacchaeus was sorry for what he had done and confessed his sin, Jesus forgave him. Zacchaeus then began living a new life. This was Zacchaeus' moment of salvation. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says to Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to this house, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. In this moment of salvation, God declares us justified. We are no longer guilty of our sins, and we are on the path to eternal life. Through Zacchaeus' story and others, the children learned an important lesson for us all. Even though we all sin, God still loves us and keeps us in his grace as long as we recognize our wrongdoing, tell him we are sorry, and try not to do the same thing again. This is justifying grace in motion. In our Wesleyan heritage, we learn that this process of salvation by way of justifying grace involves a change in us called conversion. Conversion is turning around and leaving one orientation, our way of thinking, for another. It can be sudden and dramatic, or gradual and cumulative. In many cases, you have probably heard this referred to as a rebirth, a new life in Christ, healing, regeneration, or being born again. Once conversion has occurred, we cannot help but share God's love with others. The children learned about this on the last day of VBS when they heard the story of the Great Commission. This was when Jesus met with the disciples on the Mount of Olives during his last day on earth after the resurrection. Jesus told the disciples that going forward, it would be their job to tell the world about his saving grace. Jesus said to them, "I've received all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them everything I've commanded you." Furthermore, Jesus assured the disciples he would always be with them through the work of the Holy Spirit, which lived within them. Today, this is how we know Jesus is always with us too. Although we may backslide from time to time, God's grace remains solid and continues to call us towards wholeness and salvation. After we've accepted salvation and experienced conversion, we have crossed over the threshold of Wesley's metaphorical house to stand in the house of God's sanctifying grace, which we will hear more about next week. Regardless of where we are at in God's house of grace, the important thing to remember is that we are all recipients of God's free and unmerited gift of new life through the sacrificial death of Jesus on the cross. It's never too late to grow in your relationship with God, and we can always support each other in this faith journey. The early Methodists helped each other grow in grace by having what was named the General Rule, which was a support system designed to help each person strengthen their individual faith while also strengthening their collective faith. This General Rule was made up of six practices or rules: the public worship of God, the ministry of the word, either read or expounded, the supper of the Lord, family and private prayer, searching the scriptures, fasting or abstinence. Except for the final rule of fasting, because the kids had some great snacks this week, our children at VBS experienced this great support system throughout the week. They celebrated God together through song and activities. They heard stories directly from the Bible and received the applications to follow. They learned about the Lord's Supper with a lesson on the Last Supper. They experienced different ways in which they could pray and were led in prayer throughout the day. Finally, they listened to daily scripture and story time and practiced and memorized the Rapid Ready verse of the week: "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." Isaiah 43:2. As we continue to move through our individual faith journeys, let us take time, as our VBS children did, to find peace and rest on the river. Because when we do, we learn to rely on the holiness of God and his Holy Spirit to keep us moving forward in our walk with him. That's the word of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.